This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam today. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College grounds in Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched. He said his government is committed to the development of Andhra Pradesh. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to the One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. During the meeting, the representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department briefed the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon, held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. During the talks, the two ministers reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the talks were fruitful and would add new vigour to India-Maldives relations. The defence minister of Maldives is on a three-day visit to India. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation and secretary of the Department of Space. Mr. Narayanan will assume office on January 14th. He is a distinguished scientist with nearly 4 decades of experience in rocket and spacecraft propulsion. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched the special song of Akashwani and Doordarshan dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in New Delhi. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak flagged off the Arunachal Pradesh state contingent participating in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue at Open Amphitheatre of DK Convention Centre, Itanagar yesterday. In his address, the governor extended his congratulations and best wishes to all the young people representing Arunachal Pradesh at the National Youth Festival. He highlighted the significance of their participation, stating that the students have undergone a meticulous selection process to represent the state and their representation is a matter of pride and privilege for both the individuals and Arunachal as a whole. Emphasizing the vision of a Vision Bharat at 2047 as envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the governor remarked that the youth of the nation are the driving force behind this transformation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu via a social media post today informed that the adjusted net enrollment rate in elementary education has reached an impressive 100%. Khandu added that the average annual school dropout rate at the secondary level has reduced significantly. Innovative programs like Building as Learning Aid and the establishment of new Eklavya model residential schools have ensured that modern educational facilities are accessible to every child, reinforcing our commitment to inclusive and quality education for all. Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte unveiled the logo of the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly at the Speaker's Conference Hall today. The theme for this year's celebration is 50 years of legislative excellence and progress. The legislative excellence denotes the present generation acknowledges passing and adoption of landmark legislation, and progress signifies the enormous growth and progress. Agriculture and Horticulture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu led a delegation of progressive farmers to present the harvest of the month to the Chief Minister today. This initiative, launched in September 2024, aims to showcase seasonal produce, encourage farmers, and promote horticulture farming in the state. The Harvest of the Month program provides a platform to progressive farmers or government farms to present their produce to the Chief Minister while also presenting the challenges and opportunities in cultivating the crop. The India Met Department has forecast yellow alert over East Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Pakeh Kasang, Papumpare, West Siang, Lower Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap and Longding District of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.